I'd like to start this morning by sharing with you a scripture that God has given me as a theme verse, Isaiah chapter 40, verses 3 and 5, which say, "A voice of one calling, in the wilderness, prepare the way of the Lord. Make straight in the desert a highway for our God. And the glory of the Lord shall be revealed, and all people together will see it. For the mouth of the Lord has spoken." I'd like to share with you a story about a lady that I'll call Fatima. On the next slide, the image that you'll see is not actually of Fatima, and of course her name has been changed to protect her identity. But her story is that she was born and raised and lived out her life in a very spiritually dark Middle Eastern country. In this country, there are approximately 87% of the population that are Muslims. And among those people, 90 million, with millions of them constituting unreached people groups. These are groups that are oftentimes 100% Muslim without any known believers among them. Fatima lived out her days in that context, being from a very devout Muslim family, fearing very much the wrath of God, and doing everything that she could to try to do more and more good works so that she could somehow earn her way into heaven. It was there in that Middle Eastern country where I met Fatima. I was there 2 years ago doing a one-month rotation as a family medicine resident, and I met her at a hospital that was actually a Christian mission hospital. She had been drawn to that country, even as a devout Muslim, she had been drawn to that Christian hospital, rather, as it had a reputation for quality medical care and also for care that was given compassionately with the love of Jesus Christ. She came there with very advanced lung cancer and came again and again as her breathing worsened and as she succumbed to various respiratory infections. It was there that she was able to receive firsthand the love of Christ and also show an openness towards hearing the gospel and the truth of Christ. Now, sadly, I don't know the end of Fatima's story. As my month there ended and I had to come home to finish residency, but I rejoice in the seeds of the gospel being sown in such a spiritually dark place, and I'm very excited and hopeful about what the Holy Spirit was doing in her heart and life and in the heart and lives of her family members. In these last 2 years, God has called me very specifically to go back to that Middle Eastern country to work there. He's given me a vision to see his light pushing back the darkness in three different ways. The first is through holistic medicine. How many of you know that medicine isn't enough to bring complete healing? I will be able to go there and work as a family medicine doctor, but not just using that knowledge and those skills to meet physical needs, but also looking for those opportunities to share the truth and love of Jesus so that spiritual needs will be met as well and true healing will come. God has also given me a vision for teaching and discipling family medicine residents. There is a residency program there that trains up family medicine doctors. And the vision is not just to train them to be excellent family medicine doctors, but to train them to be missional doctors, doctors who will go out and will be salt and light to their patients and communities and beyond. God has also given me a vision to see his light penetrating the darkness amongst the unreached. As I arrive there, we'll be praying as a team how to approach these unreached people groups. And we have hope to be able to use a tool called community health evangelism, where we're able to go into these people groups and address their community health needs and provide health education, while at the same time using those opportunities to share stories about Jesus. In closing, I'd like to share with you Luke chapter 10 and verse 2, which is shown up on that slide in an Arabic Bible, which says, "The harvest is plentiful and the workers are few. Therefore, ask the Lord of the harvest to send out more workers into the harvest field." If you'd like to join with me on my prayer team, there's a sign up in the foyer or in the lobby just out there where you can sign up to receive those ongoing updates and prayer requests as they come along. And I'd like to challenge you all to begin praying that prayer of Luke 10:2 if you haven't already. Mm. It's a dangerous prayer, though, because in answer to that, God may very well want to send you. The harvest is plentiful. Yeah. The workers are few. And the need is now.
Amen. Amen. Great. Why don't you keep that there? Sarah, I know when we bring these guys, sometimes you don't know them, but we are honored by folks like them. Sarah, you are what kind of doc?
Family medicine.
A family medicine. Was it free getting the training for that?
It was not free.
And so she spent time and money and gone through the process, and you do understand you could do fairly well in this country, right, with a job.
The allure is there, even as a resident doing moonlighting and realizing how quickly the income can come in.
Great. So in a sentence or two, why are you going to Egypt to waste your life?
I'm going there so that the kingdom of God can be advanced. Amen. And people will come to know Jesus Christ.
That's awesome. So we are blessed by ones like you, and we want to pray for you. If you would like to partner with, we'll send information out this week in this testimony. Sarah's got some stuff in the back and might be around after the service is over. But if you feel connection in your spirit, you just feel something in you, you feel that connection, then please connect with her. But before that, let's pray. Father, we thank you in Jesus' name for Sarah. We thank you, Lord, that you have marked another one to go to the nations with the gospel of Jesus Christ. Thank you for the equipping she has. Thank you for this medical training that will open doors. But also thank you for the wisdom she has that open doors and medical treatment is not the fullness of what these human beings need. Thank you that she carries the gospel of Jesus Christ. We pray for anointing and blessing upon her, for open doors, Lord, to be able to speak your word and to see people transformed. As we prayed earlier in the meeting, Lord, populate heaven with many Egyptians through our sister. May she and the team be able to reach the unreached people groups. We pray for Sarah. Pray for every penny of provision she needs. Pray for protection. Pray for partnerships. Pray for every relationship she'll have. And Lord, we just pray you watch over our sister in Jesus' name. Amen.